Dave McCurley, and I am being joined by the man, the myth, the legend. He is the mayor of the town of Oak Grove. He's also our color analyst on the B.B. Comer Tiger Sports Network. Tony White, how you doing?
I am doing great this morning, Mr. Curley. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Like a rusty fish.
Huh? Yeah, like a hare in a biscuit.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit about last Thursday night. I was, before we move on to this week, I was there helping y'all. But I wanted to watch Beulah play. That's a pretty good football team. I mean, it was a shootout, and I think Comer thinks they should have won the game, and they probably should have, but that was a pretty good football team they were playing.
Well, who would have thought that that three-point field goal in the first quarter was going to be the difference in the game?
Yep. That kicker was the difference in the game. I mean, think about it. Comer started every drive at the 20-yard line.
Oh, yeah.
He kicked it in the end zone every time.
I know. I mean, it was even the extra point kicker, I mean, in pregame, he was out there kicking 45, 50-yard field goals.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a high school dude.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a leg on him.
He was doing that last year against us as well. Hey, I wanted to talk a little bit about going to Randolph County. It's where you and Greg and Caleb will be going this Friday. The Tigers of Randolph County got a pretty good football team. That's a tough place to go over and play. But I got to tell you, I think Coach Fawcett will have the kids ready to go.
Oh, I think he will too. I mean, he's going to, you know, he's going to do his very best. And Coach Pike and the rest of the coaching staff is going to do their very best to have them ready to go over there and, you know, maybe come up with an upset. You know, we played Beulah last week, and that was kind of a must-win game for us if we had any playoff berth hopes.
Not now. Because you know what else happened last week? Dadeville defeated Lee Scott at Lee Scott.
Seriously?
Yes. So everything's back in a jumble now.
Sure. I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Wow. Big upset, 10-7.
Wow.
Low-scoring game. And so Dadeville's actually found something that has worked for them.
Yeah.
But Randolph County, you know, Robert and I went over there a couple of years ago, and it's just a tough place to go and play. They like that smash mouth. They're going to come straight at you. They're not going to do anything fancy.
Cute.
No. But they're going to say, stop me if you can. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go out on a limb, and I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings. But I've seen him play three or four times, and number 8, Raylon Sims, is probably the best high school football player around here that I've seen this year. That cat can go.
Ray is. You know, I kind of feel for Ray, and the reason why I say that is because he is – everybody looks to him as the leader. And he is a leader, don't get me wrong. But the problem I have with it, there's nobody there to take pressure off of Raylon.
Yep.
And when he puts it on his shoulders, David, I've seen him in, five games now? And that kid leaves everything
Absolutely. He's
got on the field.
Offensively, defensively, it doesn't matter. Now, don't get me wrong. Comer still got a lot of good football players
sure.
on that football team, as does Chillsburg and Sylacauga and Fayetteville and the whole nine yards. But as much as he touches the football on offense, which is every play just about, even if he's receiver, chances are it's coming to him.
Right.
But as much as he touches the football and plays on defense, Tony, his conditioning is what impresses me. He doesn't get tired, or he doesn't look it.
Yeah.
I mean, the last Thursday night, late in the game, he ran that run where he run probably 175 yards and made a 50-yard touchdown run out of it. And when he dropped the ball in the end zone, he didn't look tired. He was ready to go again.
Yeah, there was one of the Sylacauga coaches. I went to that game Friday night, and after it was over with, one of the Sylacauga coaches looked at me and he said, I didn't think that game was ever going to be over with last night. He said, how many yards did Raylon have? I said, if they scored every yard that kid ran, he probably had 400 yards rushing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he was all over the field from sideline to sideline, from end zone to end zone. Just like that one, that snap that he wasn't ready for, he just happened to catch it and scored a touchdown off of it.
Absolutely. And the coaching staff at Comer is doing a good job. You know, just one win on the season, but people need to realize this is a process.
Sure.
After losing all of those college football players off the last 3 years' team, these guys are learning on the fly, and they're getting better.
Well, and people also got to realize, too, they haven't changed their coaching. They haven't changed their style of coaching.
No.
They haven't changed their principles. They're coaching the same way that they have the last 3 years, 4 years, when, you know, Comer went to the playoffs every year, went to the state championship game 2 years ago. So, you know, people's got to realize that it's the kids that are different. We don't have the, like you said, the next level players on the team like we did in the previous years. From last year, we've got three kids that are playing at the next level right now. So, you know, it's a, like you said, it's a process. It's a hard process because some of these kids that are starting, this is their first year to play.
Right. Okay. Especially on the line of scrimmage.
Sure. So, and that's where it all starts at. You know, you've got that, it all starts right there in the trenches. And I know I've said it a million times on the broadcast, but that is where it starts at.
Well, you played quarterback.
Sure.
At B.B. Comer.
Sure.
How many of them guys that lined up in front of you and blocked were your friends? They needed to be your friends.
They did.
I mean, you understand that if they didn't do their job on Friday night, Tony, you were sore on Saturday morning, more sore.
Very much so, because my time on the ground was a whole lot more.
Well, Tony and Greg and Caleb will go over to Randolph County. If you're wondering where that is, Wedowee, over close to the Georgia line. Lake Harris is over. I like going over there to fish.
Matter of fact, you cross it going over there if you go 49. So,
yep.
But I would like to extend the invitation to all the Comer Nation. We need a crowd.
Absolutely. You need a crowd. But if you are stuck at work or just cannot go, you can hear Tony, Greg, and Caleb on the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union B.B. Comer Sports Network on Mix 106.5. And, of course, we're going to have Tony stick around with us. We've got some things we want to talk about that's going on in the town of Oak Grove, several things, and we'll do that more here in just a moment. Tony Wyatt, mayor of Oak Grove, in studio with me. And, of course, Tony, these last several weeks and over the years, our area has seen a lot of hurricanes, Hurricane Katrina. Everybody wants to talk about it. Powerful storm that come in there, you know, around New Orleans. Well, there's one that's brewing now, actually going to be, it's hitting landfall just before we speak, this morning, after midnight last night, Hurricane Milton, that's kind of going across the state of Florida in the southern part of Florida. But we had Hurricane Helene that it is, I want you to comment on this because you've seen a lot of things as a first responder. But when this hurricane hit land, don't get me wrong, it was bad in and around the bend of Florida there. But when it got up into North Carolina, I mean, have you seen some of the things that I've seen on TV?
I have. Matter of fact, several years ago, we went to one of the NASCAR races in Bristol.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's in Bristol, Virginia. I mean, Bristol, Tennessee, and then Bristol, Virginia is right beside it.
Right.
Well, then North Carolina is right beside them, and we stayed in Boone, North Carolina, okay? And they had a piece on Boone that I saw the other day, and I didn't even recognize it.
No.
I mean, it's that bad. But what the bad part about that, the hurricanes are, it is the winds also, but it's the storm surges.
Yeah, the water.
The water. That's what messed everything up, was the water that came in that that they weren't expecting, those high storm surges. As I was going to tell you, my son and daughter-in-law and grandson live in Sevierville, Tennessee. Well, it rained for 6 days solid up there. I think the only thing that saved them was the Smoky Mountains.
Yeah.
Because the one that goes over into Cherokee from Smoky.
Yeah.
I think that from Gatlinburg, I think that's what saved them from the damage.
Well, and I can tell you this, they're talking about this storm Milton, 12 to 15 feet storm surges that it's going to hit somewhere around Tampa. But here's the thing, it's going to stretch. That storm is so big. It's a Cat 4 probably when it hit last night. that thing's going to stretch all the way close to Miami. That's a huge storm.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of band waves reaching out and causing problems. And also, I heard this yesterday morning on the Weather Channel that when it goes through and exits Florida back in the Atlantic, it's going to bring a storm surge on the other side because of the wraparound wind and everything mm-hmm. that's coming back into it.
Yeah, it's going to stay a hurricane all the way across the southern part of Florida. Now, something that the town of Oak Grove has been doing, talk about that, and we still can do that all the way up until Friday or Saturday. Talk about it.
Well, we got together last week, and excuse me, and we've never did this before at Oak Grove, as far as I know. I've been there since 2000, and we decided we were going to do a hurricane relief drive. And we started this past Monday from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The pickup, the drop-off point is the First Baptist Church of Oak Grove in the CLC. There's somebody out there every day between 8 and 5. And we want you to bring anything, water, non-perishable items, empty gas cans, batteries, baby wipes, toilet paper, anything that you can buy and donate, these people are going to need it. Now, our intended goal was to go through Friday and then Monday find out where they needed it most, in the Carolinas or in Georgia. But we've kind of sat back and looked at this thing again and kind of second thought it. About Milton coming into, it's going right. to be between Tampa and Sarasota. And, you know, we don't know what they're going to go through.
Right.
So I think we're going to maybe extend it a little bit and just see what is going to happen. So if anybody that comes to the event we're having Saturday in Oak Grove, they can bring water and stuff then.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We're going to talk about the Fall Festival coming up on Saturday in the town of Oak Grove. One of the reasons Tony's in here. If you come, you got a case of water. Also, it's not just water. It's non-perishable things. Yes. Explain that to people.
Anything like canned foods,
yes.
Paper towels, toilet paper, baby wipes.
Maybe toothpaste, toothbrushes, yeah, anything.
Anything that, because I'm going to tell you something. We were in Gatlinburg when the big fire hit, 5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Everything our motel burned, okay? Everything we had except the clothes on our back was gone.
Gone.
All right? I kind of know how they feel, but I had a home to come to. These cats don't have a home
That's
to come
right.
to.
And here's the thing with me. People think about when houses get burned down, like what you're talking about in wildfires or whatever, it's probably worse with water coming from a hurricane, because not only do you not have fresh water, there's usually no electricity from all the trees and everything that's uprooted and been down, mm-hmm. Loss of life. You know, when a fire's coming, there's not a whole lot you can do about it, but get to the other area.
Exactly.
And you're going to lose things. But when you get hit by a hurricane, sure, you can track them. They tell you where they're coming. But still, there's no preparation for a 15-foot storm surge. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, you can, you know, you evacuate and you take, you know, try to take the most valuable stuff that you have. But, David, when you get back, I mean, 99% of the time, there's nothing there.
There's
except
nothing
a foundation
there.
Or
that's right.
You know,
so, even if that's there, yeah. I've seen houses this last week floating down the street.
People stuck inside them.
Yes, people on the roofs, yeah. Just yelling for help. So listen, please bring water, non-perishable items out to the town of Oak Grove all the way through tomorrow, being Friday. And, of course, somebody will be there at the, not the town of Oak Grove, but at the First Baptist Church of Oak Grove. Somebody will be there from 8 until 5, But if you don't get out there before this weekend and you're coming to the Fall Festival, bring it. Hey, and I'll tell you what, I'll make a challenge. If Tony has nobody that can help you with it, I'll help you with it. I've got a pick-em-up truck. We'll put it in there and put it somewhere.
There you go. I appreciate it, Dave.
And we're going to talk also about another way that the town of Oak Grove is helping people. A lot of people, myself included, didn't even know there was a storm shelter out there. We're going to talk about that with Tony here in just a moment. Tony Wyatt, the mayor of Oak Grove, in here with me. And, you know, I always give him the applause here. And, you know, when it comes to people being in big places, you know, Tony's the mayor. Most people would give me this. But I want to tell you, because I didn't know this. The town of Oak Grove has a storm shelter. Tell us about this and who it's for, what it's for.
It is... behind the fire department. If anybody knows where the fire department is, it's up on the hill right there across from the church. It's behind the fire department. It holds 50 people, but with the benches and seats and everything folded up, we have packed 75 in there and still had people on the outside. We're in the process of getting with FEMA and local EMA to try to install another storm shelter, hopefully a bigger one. But anyway, no, we put it in several years ago, and it's for people around. I mean, you know, there's not but two that I know of in this area, and that's one on Edward Street behind the or beside the Coosa Valley Rescue Squad building, and ours.
Yeah, and let me say this too, because we're talking about these hurricanes and everything, but we also want people to understand that this storm shelter, if you live in and around the town of Oak Grove, because we get hit with tornadoes a lot, maybe not as much hurricane, but tornadoes, especially in the spring, late winter, spring, now coming up in the fall, some of them come in the fall. People say, oh, we don't have tornadoes in the fall. Yes, we do. I remember sitting at Legion Field one time with the Auburn-Alabama game, and one come right over the stadium in November.
Sure.
So it happens. When it happens, it's good to know that you've got a place. And you could stay there overnight, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to stay there, I mean, you can stay there as long as there's bad weather. We don't put a time limit on it. That's what it's there for.
So for tornadoes, for flooding, for whether it's just bad weather in general. Listen, when I was little, and I'm gonna tell you this, I stayed with my daddy's mother, my grandmother. She actually got blew down the street by a tornado one time and lived before I was born. So when we stayed with her, she was terrified of bad weather. We had a storm pit out in the backyard. It could dew hard, and she told us we had to go to storm pit. I mean, rain, but it's good to know that you've got that for at least 50 to 75 people.
Yeah, and I mean, we keep it clean. I make sure anytime bad weather's coming in, I'll get with Josh, which is the head of our street department, make sure that it's clean, make sure that it's open that day. I mean, whatever time that the bad weather's supposed to be coming in, it's open hours before that. So if anybody does want to come, they can go ahead and get there and get inside. Anybody's welcome. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, it's going to be first come, first serve. And it is not pet friendly.
Okay,
it is not pet friendly,
and it's not year round. You can't just go stay there because you don't have nowhere to go.
No,
let's make that clear.
And the reason I say it's not pet friendly, I know people have pets, and I know that's their babies. Okay,
yep.
And I appreciate that. I do, but I'm not going to let a human life be destroyed because there wasn't enough room because there were pets in there.
Yeah, well, too, pets, especially dogs.
Yes.
You don't know how they're going to react to other people that are in there.
Well, and they're made to be outside.
That's
okay?
Right.
Okay.
God made them that way for a purpose.
There you go.
So, hey, don't forget, we got a storm shelter right there behind the fire department, you know, going up the hill there in the town of Oak Grove. And, hey, learn something new every day. I didn't know that was – I know the building you're talking about, but I really didn't know what that was used for.
Yeah.
And now I do. So, yeah. You've got it for the town of Oak Grove, and we appreciate Tony talking about that. One thing Tony's going to talk about here in just a minute, I'm telling you, I'm excited about Saturday. The weather is going to be great for Saturday. We're going to be out there having a great time, and we're going to talk to him about the Fall Festival of Oak Grove, which gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment. Hey, this Saturday is one of the biggest days for the town of Oak Grove because it's for their Fall Festival. Now, I got to tell you, the fall is a good time because the weather is usually pretty good. We have had weather problems in the past. Tony, Mayor of Oak Grove, Tony White in here with me. Tony, how many years has this been going on now?
Well, I was thinking about it this morning, and I've been the mayor since 2012, and Mayor Merkel before me, I think we did it a couple of years before that, so it's going to be about 14 years.
And it's gotten bigger. And better, really. Not that it was ever bad, but it keeps getting better. Now, I want to tell you, I want to invite everybody. First of all, festivities start at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I know you've had a car show in years past. You going to have that again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got the car show. We've got vendors, such as things you can buy for the fall, Christmas decorations, all kind of things from vendors. I think Greg Wyckoff's going to be there with his woodworking. Love to see that stuff. He's amazing. We're also going to have food trucks. I know Doug's Barbecue, mm-hmm. who is
he's phenomenal.
And he's based great. In Oak Grove every day, out there at the Shell Station. But I got to tell you, I've eaten everything he's ever cooked, and there's nothing less than superb.
Right.
I'm being honest when I say that. Doug's Barbecue is going to be out there. You're going to have all kind of vendors, and you're going to have music. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of these people that are friends of mine. Number one, Randy
Gill
has been out there for many, many years, mm-hmm. and it's Sunshine Saturday and all that. But my good buddy Ronnie Forbus and mm-hmm. his Sons of Thunder are going to be there. Talk about some of the things you got going on.
Well, I mean, it's let me reiterate what you was talking about, David. When we first did it, like I said, 13, 14 years ago, we probably had 200, 300 people, okay? Over the years, we've added stuff. We've got better entertainment. We've got more bouncy houses and stuff like that for the kids. And last year, ballpark was anywhere from 3,000 to 3,500 people. So, and I'm looking at even to be better this year.
Oh, absolutely. The weather's supposed to be really good this Saturday, but couple of other things. You have invested into this. It's not just something that you put on. That pavilion or what stage, whatever you want to call it, was a big project for the town of Oak Grove. And how nice is that?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We call it our mini amphitheater.
And it is.
So, before we would have to rent a stage and rent tents to put over that stage for the live music to play. So we decided that we would go ahead and build our own stage, and it would be there from now on. We've had it now, 3 years? And we've had, we do our tree lighting at it. We've had other people to come out and sing at it, on it and stuff. So, and we're in the future, we are planning on start doing some other things with the stage as far as Friday night music, Saturday music, just say Crossfire. If they come up with some new material, they wanted to go out there and just mm-hmm. set up and play and practice and all this kind of stuff. I mean, anytime you hear a band, you like to
see people are going to come.
Yeah. So, you can bring your chairs, come out there, bring your lounge chairs and your Coca-Colas and all that kind of stuff. No alcoholic beverages. Come out there and sit and listen to them.
And I got to tell you, as we talked about the vendors, you probably had vendors that have been at this thing every year.
Oh, yeah, Doug has. Doug's been here every year. Snowbiz has been there every year. The fire department's going to be there again doing their hamburgers and hot dogs. We've had people that we've got all kind of stuff this year. Like you mentioned, Greg Wyckoff, my good buddy on the
broadcast.
He's going to be there with his woodworking mm-hmm. stuff, the Christmas trees. I mean, he does a fantastic, fabulous job on that. We're going to have jewelry. We're going to have birdhouses. A couple of churches is going to be there handing out their materials. We have 30 slots for vendors, and every one of them is full.
I had all to tell you.
Yeah, we are jam full this year.
Now I'll tell you something. You started last year or year before, and I don't know if you're going to do it this year, but, you know, you also put a big screen up there in that amphitheater to watch college football. You have it playing. I don't know if you will this Saturday or not, but I know Alabama plays early, I think.
Yeah, we tried to. Yeah, they play at 11 o'clock. We tried to get that, and the people that we get it from did not have one available. So we're not going to be able to do it this year, but we're on the list for next year.
Okay, no problem.
So next year we'll be having football.
But who needs football when you have music, food, vendors, bouncy houses for kids, car show? Talk about that car show.
Brian Childers with the Marble City Cruisers does a fantastic job with the car show. They will be adjacent to the town of Oak Grove, across the street from it, and you can't miss them. I mean, they'll have several cars out there, and I understand there's going to be a hot dog stand over there this year.
Yep. Now, that's closer to the 280.
It is.
If you're coming from the old Birmingham Highway, the car show will be the last thing you'll see.
Exactly. If you're coming from the old 280 on Forest Glen, come to the four-way stop, go through the four-way stop like you're going to 280, mm-hmm. and to be on your left. You can't miss it.
And I got to tell you, I'm excited. I'm going to be out there.
Yes.
With Radio Alabama 10, and we're going to have some vendors that get on the air with us on Mix 106.5. We're going to have some giveaways and things of that nature. Tony's going to get on with me a couple of times, and we'll have a lot of other people as well. 9 o'clock start time, correct?
9 o'clock starting time, yes.
What time do we close it all down? When 2 everybody o'clock. Wants to go?
Well, we try to start closing everything down around 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and what will you do after 2 o'clock? Collapse?
No, well, after I clean up.
Most
of the time I'm out there helping, you know, making sure everything's cleaned up because, you know, we still have to people coming out there, you know, at the park afterwards. Yep. So we got to make sure that all the trash is picked up, everything's cleaned up, and is presentable for other people to come out there and use our park.
And by the way, what a park. I mean, the walking track. I mean, it's you know, playground for the kids. It's just a great place that people can come out there, and they can also, while I got you here for just a second, they also can rent the facilities out there for, like, family reunions and those type things.
Yes, the pavilion. We're not renting the stage right now.
Right.
We just do the pavilion. And, yes, they can rent it and have birthday parties, family reunions, whatever they want. But yeah, it's going to be really, really nice this weekend, this Saturday. Have, like you said, live music, vendors, food vendors, bouncy houses. We rent 3 bouncy houses, and we've purchased 2 more. So we'll actually have 5 bouncy houses out there for the kids this year.
Can we get you in one and video it for the radio station?
No. And, David, I want to mention, too, we also put up a tent with tables and chairs under it. Mm-hmm. So if the older people like me and you want to come out there and not be in the sun.
Old?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I am.
Okay. You can get under the tent and sit there, drink your Coke or eat or whatever you want to do. So it'll be somewhere you can get out of the sun.
So people don't have to bring their chairs to listen to music.
Well, they don't have to, but I encourage them to do because – you know, we can only put so many tables and chairs up under that tent.
Right.
So I encourage everybody to bring their own lawn chairs.
Bring your own bag chair, lawn chair, and put it up close to the stage and see just how really ugly Ronnie Forbes is. You know I had to take a shot
at him. I hope Ronnie don't hear that.
I hope he don't either because he'll beat me up.
Yes, he will. And I'm going to point you out Saturday morning.
Well, I'll have him on with me too. But, hey, Sons of Thunder, Crossfire, yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great day.
Oh, it is. It's going to be fun. That's what it's for the kids. Oh, and another thing, too, Lauren Littlehand from Fox 6 News mm-hmm. or Fox 6 Weather is going to be down there.
Wow.
So she will be down there promoting Fox 6, the weather and everything. So you can, maybe we can get her on the radio and
absolutely.
You know, the people can come up and talk to her and everything. So last year we had Wes White down there and he brought the Storm Tracker. The Storm Tracker's slated to go somewhere else this Saturday. So, she's coming down this time and I'm looking forward to her being down there.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday. Tony and I are going to have a good time. I know he's going to be very busy, but he's going to take the time out to get on the radio with us, and we'll be there going along with the music that they have to offer. Tony, I appreciate you coming in, buddy.
Well, if I could, I want to give a shout-out to my staff.
Absolutely.
At the town of Oak Grove. They have worked tirelessly for the last 3 months with meetings, with getting things ready, for getting vendors to come in. Robin Kaler, Jennifer Calfee, Joe Silla, David Harris, I mean, Josh Mazzell, JT Drury. I mean, they have worked tirelessly to get this thing on, and I want to commend them. And it's all them. It's not me.
Well, I tell you, people have no idea what it takes to put something like this on.
It does not. And like I said, I give them all the credit.
Well, we're going to have a good time. And, of course, they'll be out there as well.
Yes, sir.
If you walk up to one of those, I know a few of them, you can personally thank them, right?
Yes, the staff will be out there. We'll have the polo shirts on with our town logo on it. So you can come up to anybody, and they can tell you anything.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah,
we're going to have the replica of the meteorite also in the senior center. I forgot about that, David. We're going to have that in the senior center this time.
Wow.
Yes.
How about that?
You know, Oak Grove is the only place that I know of that a lady was hit by a meteor and survived.
Yep. That was a long – I remember
1956.
That's a long time ago. It was before I was born.
Annie Hodges.
Yep.
That's been even mentioned on NCIS on TV before. So
wow. So we've got it all
for
you Saturday. Come on out. Starts at 9 o'clock. We'll be out there before then, and we'll get you ready to go and have a lot of fun. Come hungry. Come ready to listen to music. Come ready to look at things that you can purchase.
Come enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. Kids have a good time, got bouncy houses you can put them in. And by the way, a lot of people don't understand, but I'm sure there are people at these bouncy houses that are going to watch your kids and make sure that everything is safe and proper.
Yes, and I mean, that's not to say that, you know, I want you to turn your kids loose and just let them run crazy. We're going to have people at the bouncy houses to help, but that's to keep big kids from jumping on little kids and people getting upset and all this kind of stuff. So, also, David, right quick, we're going to have golf carts available. Also, if you park a little ways from it, and you need somebody to come and drive you down there, we can do that too.
You can do that for me.
Okay, we can do that. Uh-huh. That'd be fine.
Yeah, he knows I'll be there. Hey, come on out. It's going to be a great day. Tony, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, David. I appreciate it.